Sorry, the dying paradigm, Mishnah, hey, Targum Shabazra, Ushabed and Yel, Matame Ethiodon. The Targum, the translation, meaning the parts of Sefer Ezra and Sefer Daniel that are written in Aramaic, not in Lashon HaKodesh. It would be Metame Diadayim. It's Kitzei HaKodesh, or Metame Diadayim. If you touch Kitzei HaKodesh with your bare hand, your hand would become Tame with regard to Truma. And even though parts of Sefer Ezra and Sefer Daniel are written in Aramaic, it's still considered Kitzei HaKodesh, and therefore it would be Metame Diadayim, just like any other Kitzei HaKodesh. And Targum Shakaspo Ivra. The Ivra, Shakaspo, Targum, Uksab Ivri, ain't no Metame Ethiodon. But if the parts of Ezra and Daniel that are supposed to be written in Targum are instead written in Ivra, they're written in Lashon HaKodesh instead of Targum, or if parts of Tanakh that are supposed to be written in Ivra are instead written in Targum, it's written in Aramaic instead of Lashon HaKodesh, or if you have a Sefer that's written with the script of Ivri, the script of the Avar Noor, this is the script that Klai Yisrael uses for Lashon Chol, for things that are not Torah related. And this script is not used for Sfar, and therefore a Sefer that is written with this script would not be considered Kitzei HaKodesh, would not be Metame Yadayim, as any Sefer that is changed from the way it's supposed to be written if it's written in Aramaic instead of Lashon HaKodesh, or vice versa, if it's supposed to be written in Aramaic and it's written in Lashon HaKodesh, or if it's not in the proper script, if it's not in the script that Kitzei HaKodesh are written in, as normally Kitzei HaKodesh is supposed to be written in Ksav Ashuris. Ksav Ashuris is the Ksav that is used for the Luchos. The Luchos are written with the script of Ashuris. That's the way we write our Sifrei Torah. And that is the proper Ksav for Kitzei HaKodesh. And if instead of writing the Kitzei HaKodesh with Ksav Ashuris, they wrote it with Ksav Ivri, the Ksav of Avar Noor, the type of script that is used for things other than Kitzei HaKodesh, it would not be considered a Kitzei HaKodesh. It would not be Metame Diyadon. Kitzei HaKodesh are not Metame your hands unless it has the following three conditions. It's written with Ksav Ashuris, which is the proper script that is used for Sifrei Kodesh, and it's written on, or it's written on parchment, and it's also written with Dio, which is the proper ink that's used for Sifrei Torah. The Tzedukim said to the Purushim that we have complaints against you, Purushim. The Tzedukim were the students of Tzedek. Tzedek and Baitis were the students of Antoninus Isocho. And Antoninus Isocho said in the third Mishnah of Pirkei Avos, "Al tiyu ka'avadim arshamshin as a rav almanach v'kabel pras." You should not be like servants that serve the master on condition to receive a reward. That's not the way we should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should serve him only to get a reward. And when his students, Tzedek and Baitis, heard Antoninus Isocho say this, they said to themselves, "Is it possible that somebody would work for his master the entire day, and at the end he would receive no schar at all?" And because of this thought, they decided to be purged, to separate themselves from the Chacham, and they ended up denying the validity of the Torah Sheh Baal Peh. They denied the oral Torah and admitted only to the written Torah, and they formed their own groups. And these Tzedukim said to the Purushim, and the Purushim were the Chacham. The reason why they're called Purushim is because they separated themselves from others when they ate their chulin, as they eat their food b'tara. So therefore they separated themselves from others that were not as meticulous as themselves. So therefore they were called Purushim. And they said to the Purushim, "Sha'atem Haimrin Kitzei HaKodesh Mitame Netzei Yedayim. The Sifrei Haimrin ain't no Mitame Netzei Yedayim." You the Purushim said, the Sifrei Kodesh are Mitame Netzei Yedayim, yet Sifrei Haimrin, which are sparks that are apikorsu, they're not Mitame Netzei Yedayim. And Tzedukim do not understand this. If anything, the opposite should be true. A Sefer that's full of apikorsu and Tuma should be Mitame your hand, while Sefer Kodesh, which is full of Kedusha, should not be Metame your hand. And they don't know the reason why the Chum or Gezer and Sefer Kodesh are not Metame the Adon. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says to the Tzedukim, "V'chiyem lanu al ha'prushim al zubabah." Is this the only complaint you have against the Prushim? Is this the only thing that you don't understand about what the Prushim said? "Harayim oimrim atmos chamor tohayim, atmos Yochanan kohen gadol tamei." The Prushim say the bones of a donkey are tall, as the bones of an Avela is tar, while the bones of Yochanan Kohen Gadol are tamei. And that's hard to understand, as Yochanan Kohen Gadol was the Ish Kadosh, a holy person, and yet his bones are tamei, while the bones of a donkey are tar. How do you understand that? Amrulo lefichu batzon hi tumasa. Well, yasa adam atmos aviv v'im motav adam. It says to Yochanan Kohen Gadol, this we understand. According to how loved they are, that's why they are tamei. So a person should not make the brother of his father and his mother into spoons. If the person loves his father and mother and wants some kind of zechah, some kind of remembrance of his father and mother while he eats. So he might make spoons out of their bones. So therefore the Torah says that the bones of people are tame, and that way people will not make anything out of their bones as opposed to the bones of a donkey. There's no reason for them to be tame. Amar lehem, Yochem Ezake said to Zedukim, Avkis v'akadis v'fichi basan hi tu masan. Usifre haimrish ena chavivin ein mitam in esa yedayim. Kisei Kodesh are also tame because they're very loved and dear to a person, and we don't want people to make out of worn out Kisei Kodesh to saddle for a donkey to sit on it while he's riding. If he wants a zecher or the Kisei Kodesh, he might sit on them. And therefore, Chama said they are tame, and that way a person will not use them to sit on it. He doesn't want to be mitame his hands, as opposed to Sifrei Hapi courses, they're not loved by people, and therefore there's no reason to be mitame Sifrei Haimrish. Now, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did not tell the Sedukim the real reason why Sifrei Kodesh are not mitame the Yedayim, as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai only responded to the Sedukim according to how the Sedukim themselves were taught. But he didn't tell them the real reason why Sifrei Kodesh are mitame the Yedayim. The real reason why the Chacham said that Kisei Kodesh are mitame the Yedayim is because people were storing Truma near the Kisei HaKodesh. So they said it's appropriate to store Truma together with Kisei HaKodesh, and Truma also has Kedusha just like Kisei HaKodesh. And the Truma would attract mice, and the mice, when they were attracted to the Truma, would end up ruining the Kisei HaKodesh. So the Chacham said the Kisei HaKodesh are Metame, the Yedayim, so too they're Metame, Truma. And that way, people did not store Truma next to the Kisei HaKodesh, and therefore the Kisei HaKodesh did not get ruined by mice. That's the real reason why Kisei HaKodesh are Metame, the Yedayim. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did not give the real reason to the